Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Ron, what do you think the initial greetings were like? You had Kevin Colbert, Omar Khan, Art Rooney, Drew Rosenhaus, and Mr. Big Chest. Do you think we got fake bro hugs? Do you think we got a simple handshake? What was the initial greeting like? Let's say between Kevin Colbert and Mr. Big Chest.
I don't know how that would have gone.
Did Colbert take his bike there?
I'm just looking at the picture that AB sent out, and his arm, they're embracing each other, arms around their shoulders, he and Rooney.
Him and Art,
I just wonder what Art's thinking when that picture's being taken. I just would love to know, but I think it is important that they met, just that, Art can maybe find out some things about his team that can help him going forward.
Doesn't really look like an AB tweet. We both agreed that it is time to move on, but I'll always have an appreciation and gratitude toward the Rooney family and Steelers organization. It doesn't look like a lot of his other tweets to me, Ron. It seems just a little bit different. So, all right, what do you think comes of this? Do you think he stays quiet for a while?
I hope so, for his sake, for the Steelers' sake, for the team to want to get the most return for him. I would hope so.
The biggest storm followed by this.
Right.
Last night was the biggest storm.
Well, I mean, even all weekend, his answer, ask AB anything, tweets. I mean, the whole weekend was a big storm. And this, they cleared the air, according to AB, and both decide it's time to move on. So hopefully we won't hear as much from him on social media. I know you have your doubts.
What do you think clearing the air meant from the Steelers' side? If you were Kevin Colbert or Art Rooney, what would you have wanted to ask? What would you have asked?
How did it get to this point? Why are you attacking the quarterback? Why are you attacking the coach? Tell us what's wrong with our organization and exchange ideas and see what comes out of it. I mean, you may just say that's nonsense, but I think it's important that he sat down and finally talked to him. I don't think you have anything to lose.
Yeah, I'm wondering. What I would have wanted to ask, my one question, if I was those guys, or my first question.
Why did it get to this point?
How? Yeah, how did we get here? Here's mine, Ron. It would have been something along the lines of, AB, like the last we saw you in a game, you had one of the greatest games of your career.
Right. 14 catches, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns.
What happened that week? We had our biggest game of the season coming up, a game that we desperately needed to stay alive, our darkest hour, as Mike Tomlin put it.
And
what happened?
Right, that's what I mean.
What do you think his answer would have been?
It get to this point? I have no idea, because I can't think along with AB. I don't know that anybody can.
Something happened. I mean, a lot happened over the course of a year at least.
Right. And Art, even when his wrap-up with Dulac, said this wasn't a one-time issue.
But he was able to play through it, and he played one of his greatest games through it. Then what happened? Of all the mysteries, that's the one I'd want the answer to, is why from that Wednesday morning walkthrough, let's start there, and we just want to know from your perspective, because clearly something went wrong there. And I wonder what he said. I just wonder what he said, whether it was something with Ben, whether he felt like he was embarrassed or humiliated or something happened that day, and then he basically then just checked out.
Ian Rappaport now saying the Steelers agreed to work on a potential trade but did not give Brown and Rosenhaus permission to speak with teams.
What do you make of that? At some point I would, wouldn't you? If they can get the best deal.
Absolutely. But there's still some time here. They can't really do anything till March 13th. So, they're agreeing that this is it and it's better for both sides. And I think that is a big step. But we'll see how it turns out. I still don't think they're going to get as high as they want for him.
I guess the ultimate news here, Ron, if you want to call it news, because I think a lot of us suspected or knew this up to this point, but I think a lot of other people still felt like there was going to be some sort of reconciliation here and that the Steelers were going to keep him. Now we know for sure that ain't happening.
At this point, that isn't happening. Never say never, Joe, but this is as clear to me as it can be.
412-928-9370. Mike in Freeport. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I think I truly believe it's the best thing for the team. But the people with the naysayers out there that kind of want to point the finger, like, oh, Roethlisberger made him, he made Roethlisberger. Antonio Brown has a great work ethic. Let's put all the, you know, the sideshow aside, his personality, who cares? But the fact of the matter is, you know, the Steelers gave him a nod or an eye when most teams probably weren't even putting him on the chalkboard when it came time to actually pick him up as a player. But look what Ben Roethlisberger has done before Antonio Brown, and watch what he will do after Antonio Brown, not only as him individually, but as a team. And watch and see. I mark my words, he floats he'll be with a team for 2 to 3 years. He'll float somewhere else and be out of the league in three and a half to four years, out of the league. That's my opinion.
Yeah, at that point, by the way, he'll be turning 35.
Well,
so yeah, it might be just because of age.
That's even more reason to part ways with him.
Yeah.
See ya, because they haven't won nothing with him.
And that's less of a reason to give. Yes, and Ben has won without him. It's less of a reason, Ron, to give him big money or to somehow change his contract. The fact that I think a lot of people surprised by the fact he's turning 31 in July.
Yep. And his I didn't even notice this. I should have. His yards per catch really declined last year from like 15 something to 12 something. Is that a telling stat? Maybe.
Could be. There were some other sort of advanced stats that indicated that he wasn't quite the receiver he'd been in the past. All right. People lining up to talk AB. We have the photo here of AB and Art Rooney in what appears to be a conference room, looking like very good friends. What do you make of it? 928-9370.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.